Oh, yo, so I went with my friend the other day. Wait, no, what?
Oh, just
I went the other day to the barbershop. And I was like, wait.
Tell me about your imaginary friend, Chris.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, wait, no.
I went with my friend Ronald to the barbershop. I was like, hey, Ron, how you doing? Barber's just looking at him like, yo, what the fuck is this going on?
Ronald got an appointment.
Corona hit this nigga brain?
Nah. I went to the barbershop the other day, and there were these friends there.
Nigga take his hat off. He don't even got a cut. What is the story?
And the barber, like, they're all having, like, I guess they're, like, boys and stuff like that, because they start, like, ripping on each other and shit like that.
Yeah.
But this one barber, he's mad short, was making fun of, like, the dude that he was cutting. He was in the chair. And then the cut is done. And then the nigga takes off the sleeve, and this nigga got up, and he was bigger than me. Mm. So I was like, yo, barbers sometimes are, like, really reckless with how they talk to certain people. And it's like, yo, I feel like you guys aren't friends in real life. You're just really cool with your barber. And that doesn't mean that you get to say whatever the fuck you want to niggas that are still bigger than you.
Sometimes there's a reason. There's something in the barbershop that can eradicate,
like,
all of that.
Right? Like, it seems like sometimes, like, when you're in the barbershop, there really are no rules other than don't go to another barber.
That's
like,
it.
That seems to be, like, the only rule amongst barbershop thing, where it's just, like, a really amazing thing. Like, if he started roasting him just outside of those doors, he would have got punched in the face. It was just wild. Wild to me.
Or the barber had to shoot somebody.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
We go to the same barbershop.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
No? Yeah. Not that barbershop?
Nah.
Everyone's really nice there.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Nobody got the blicky on them.
Ah, damn it.
One nigga knows karate. That's it. He's also the nicest nigga in
the he's really nice. He's the blicky.
They just pick him up and throw him at the... They don't even be like, yo, beat him up. They
just confused.
He's just... Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Now he's really cool.
I thought they'd had the strap because they got the Henny bottle with the alcohol dispenser. You would think, like,
Nah, they were just trying to conserve the planet, I guess. I don't know. Like,
they don't got clippers and clips.
Damn, that's a good barbershop name.
Nope, right? That's an intro.
Wow, that's a barbershop ammo supply combination.
That's an intro.
They got that in Texas.
That's the only thing Lou was allowed to say. That's a fucking intro.
Hold up, put your ass in the air. There's some hoes in this house. 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 There's some hoes.
Welcome back, guys. See, look, I'm going to do it now so that way he can't say anything. Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. We are ignored by popular demand. I fucking hate this guy. What episode is this, 88?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
Yeah, that's Bruce Jordan.
I just show up.
He's blood today.
It's 80. I'm not even wearing red. He's wearing
red. You got red headphones on, bro.
He wears those every week.
And his jacket's red.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah,
now you make, you make a good point.
This nigga big blooding on your mama.
And then you gave Marcelo a red comic book.
Hey, I'm just stating the facts.
I'm the nigga.
And then Marcel got a red shirt on.
And you got a red sweater. Y'all jumping me? What's going on? I'm getting jumped into that?
Nah, you just getting jumped.
You getting jumped.
Jumped out.
Yeah, you getting jumped out.
Toss this nigga like Jazzy Jeff.
Wait, who's Uncle Phil then?
I'll be Uncle Phil. Fuck it.
He's the one doing the tossing, Chris.
Hey, yo.
Why'd you say it? Like,
that's who Uncle Phil would be. The nigga that said he's tossing him like Jazzy Jeff. Who's Uncle Phil then? Him. He's tossing him.
You remember how last week I said, yo, man, I miss Marcel. I'll take that shit back. This nigga could just leave.
No, you miss that nigga.
We all miss Marcel.
How was your trip, stupid?
It was cool, man.
Stupid.
We're not going
to
let him get
past. I'm about to be Uncle Phil. I was wrong, Chris.
Good question. Uncle Phil. It works.
But nah, I really enjoyed Austin, Texas. I would live there. Word? If I could just, like, get up and go somewhere.
I got, like, technically.
I mean, I could.
You can.
But life would be difficult.
Why would life be different? I need to know now.
I don't have a job there.
Number one.
Nor a place to live.
Fuck it. So, niggas have made it through worse.
I mean, if I had a tent, I'd fit in with a lot of niggas under bridges.
This nigga's motivational speech. Niggas have made it through worse. Like, I don't give them the reason to go through worse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing good. I've had this nigga homeless in Austin, Texas.
So what, it ain't that like, bad?
Like, yo, I see niggas do bad their whole life. Like, you be all right. You had a good first quarter. The second quarter could be a little fucked up. Just come back like Kobe in the fourth. You be all right. What?
Oh, shit.
What?
That was shot in one of Jesus' book.
Son, barbecue is really good when you go outside of New York. That's one of the main reasons why I was like, I would like to go to Texas. Because I wanted barbecue, but good barbecue. Like, here we get okay.
We get all right barbecue. Yeah. It's like...
Yes, but over there, it's just like I ordered ribs. I went to pick up the bone, and I just pulled the right bone off. Straight out. Yep. And I was like, "Yeah, this is just here for display. Like, it looks nice."
That's right.
But I got to eat.
Melted.
I should use a fork.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you was eating ribs with your hand?
Yeah.
After it fell off the bone, I mean.
Nah, after it fell off the bone, I used. The
oh,
fork.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, that made my mouth water a little bit.
I'm perfectly fine. I can't eat none of that shit regardless. So it's like, all right, I'm not missing.
Sucks.
Out.
Sucks for you.
Not really.
To see it.
I don't eat red meat.
Sucks for you.
That's the thing. I don't eat red meat or dairy, so it's like
neither do I.
I'm not
until I do.
That's
same here. Same here.
That's not how that works.
I came back. Haven't seen red meat since.
Because you haven't gone out for barbecue.
Because you haven't seen a white man naked.
Imagine going out for barbecue. And you want to get white meat? That's wild.
Imagine you go out for barbecue and ask for the vegan options.
Imagine being my girlfriend.
They punch you in
both
the face.
Things that
oh,
you
shit.
Said.
Oh shit!
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What did she get? Water.
She got chicken, and she was like, "What vegetables do you have?" And it was like,
"Your vegetables."
Like I said, "What?
You better take your ass back to New York."
That is adorable. My man pointed at it. He was like, "We got brisket by the pound."
Told my vegetables. Vegetables.
This nigga gave her those little celery things on the side and doused it in barbecue sauce. Here,
the only thing they had was loaded potatoes. That's about it.
Nigga said we put oregano on the chicken, nigga.
Excuse me, do you have greens? Greens!
Not local vegetables.
Everything here is red! Big blood!
Big BBQ.
If it don't bleed, we don't feed.
Wow.
Big blooded barbecue.
Yo, PETA is shook right now.
Them niggas got shotguns everywhere, so they all.
You don't want to go anywhere near
they
that.
Say, you got it, buddy. But yeah, fucking barbecue was delicious. One of the most interesting things about that city is Austin is the live music capital of the world. And I quickly found out why that is. You can't go anywhere without there being a band inside.
McDonald's. Oh, wow.
It's just a band inside. The bank. Bands inside.
The bathroom.
Bands inside. Every bar you went to, band.
That's right. Bands will make a dance, huh? Son,
the tattoo artist I was there with, he was
band
like,
inside.
Yo, band inside. It was. I got so confused. I'm like, where is this motherfucker?
Son,
my nigga was just like, yeah, like that shit's cool. For people that don't live here, but it gets to a certain point where you have to start finding venues that don't have a live band so you can have conversations with people.
Oh, because that shit
and I'm
is
just
loud.
Like, that shit's loud.
Yeah, I would imagine it gets annoying real quick.
Yeah.
I'm a homebody, so I said, like, yo, anyway.
They're going to put a band in your crib if
unless
you move
they put
over
a
there.
Band in my house. If they put a band when I'm trying to ball piece, then I'm going to get a break.
Yo, they're going to accent the ball piece and moves with the...
I would love to have like a free jazz band just riffing while I'm clapping.
snare drum going crazy.
They're going crazy right now. A band's when called Jay and the Pussycats.
Marcel's like, yeah, I'm about to sample this.
Wait until I'm done.
Whole album, Sounds of the Sheets. Let's go.
I would play that.
I'm here.
Ooh, I like that. I like Solid that. Sheets.
But I'm glad you made it back before they shut down all the airports and mass transportation.
You made it just in time, bro.
Shit was wild on that return flight. Shit was empty. We landed in JFK. JFK was empty. And I'm like, this is amazing.
You flew.
Because all y'all niggas are terrified.
You flew JetBlue?
Nah, we did not American.
When you arrived, they were terrified. This week is a different story.
Yeah, facts. Listen.
Yeah.
I almost murdered people grocery shopping yesterday because niggas don't know how to act.
Nice.
Niggas are preparing for the apocalypse, not realizing like, yo, you just bought a shit ton of food that's going to go bad.
Yeah.
It was funny because...
Yeah, come back next week.
Friday, my boss and another lady that I worked with came in with like tote bags full of food because they went grocery shopping on their way to work. And it was weird because of the stuff they got. First of all, we only have a mini fridge in my thing. So it's like she'll put a bottle on a regular day, she'll put a bottle of Diet Coke in there and it takes off like 40% of the fridge. And then my boss just comes in with like the big pack of like Eggos, and I'm like, that's your apocalypse? Like, yeah, like
Diet Coke and Eggos?
Eggos? And I'm like, bro, you live like you're in a fraternity. Like you just like what? And then I'm like, that's not gonna fit in the freezer part. Cause that's where I keep my waffles, because I take my shits out the bag. My protein waffles, I take them shits out the box and just leave them in the bag and put them in the little, on you know how the mini
fridge
they have?
Little square with the flap that you
lift? Yeah, the little fucking bullshit ass freezer
shit. Chris said he's saying Eggos, baby.
Shit's hit. And I was like, I'm not about to tell him that's my trick, because then I'm going to put my waffles. Like, my waffles been here. Your waffles just got here. No?
Right. Look at my skin, nigga. Waffle, nigga.
Yeah, that's waffle.
Right. Waffle color Negro. I see you.
Fuck you, Lou. That was funny. Yeah, so now he just has like these melted waffles in the fridge and it's just stuffed with a bunch of shit. And I'm like, this is not gonna last forever. My whole thing with that is like, why? What is it? The whole thing is like, all right, you could say
you got a home. So it's like,
you also don't need this shit to last forever.
You could leave the house and go get more.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
And also, this shit not gonna last forever.
It's not.
Like 2 weeks, we're good.
Your freezer is so big. Like, my dad brought home bread. There's mad loads of bread in the freezer. I'm like, this don't make no goddamn sense. Like, if you
another
know,
thing is just like,
why are you doing this? First, like, why? I'm just supposed to eat
are
carbs.
People expecting like supermarkets to shut down?
Buying toilet paper. I don't know. At such a wild rate. Were you not wiping your ass prior to this?
No, people weren't wiping their ass prior, and they weren't washing their hands or showering.
Yeah.
They just started.
I really feel like we're living in an episode of The Twilight Zone.
We are.
Where everyone has just gotten overly cleanly. And it's just odd to see.
Shit you should have been doing before.
Yeah. And there's also shit that's just unnecessary.
There's been tutorials online about how to wash your hands.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw all of them in kindergarten.
Like, yeah. I've known them my whole life how to wash my
hands. I'm going to tell you this much. Sanitizer ain't going to save your life, number one.
Nah, definitely
not. Motherfuckers holding that shit like it's like
people,
the because
people are substituting that with washing your hands.
Stupid.
Like, it's cool if you're using hand sanitizer in the meantime. While you're on your way to get to the
yeah,
it's to hold you off real quick. Like, all right, I'm about to wash my hands. Let me get this hand sand, and then.
But like, yo, I was just on the train holding the pole because I'm standing or whatever, and boom, sanitized.
Hey,
right after.
Tell you something too.
I'm gonna wash my hands when I get to work.
Sanitizer kills 99.9% of germs. We're dealing with that 0.01 right now because niggas don't even know what the fuck we're dealing with right now. Welcome to the 0.01, baby.
That 0.01 came
that
from Dunkirk.
That 0.01 dangerous.
Yeah. Thriving out here.
But like my thing is, my coworker, she was like, Chris, let me ask you something. You're not worried about any of this? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, yo, dog, I lived through the tail end of the crack era. I lived through anthrax, bird flu,
swine flu,
Ebola, E. coli, bullets. like
all of that.
Like all of that. I'm not like I grew up taking the E train, the J train, the C train, and I came out fine for the most part. But like what else do you want me to fucking do, dog?
Yeah.
Like, other than continue to wash my hands and my ass. Those are my two priorities, my hands and my ass.
The benefits of being black is like your life is in danger at all times. So when your life is in danger.
The benefits of being black.
It's just regular. Like you're just chilling.
So we're used to this.
White people don't understand how to live with like, I'm about to die levels of stress.
Yeah.
And like, so anything that happens to them, full panic.
Yeah.
My us were just like,
I'm afraid.
Day,
I'm afraid of the things that I do see, not of the things I can't see. Like police, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Big nigga walking to me swiftly,
I'm scared.
A sneeze, nigga, fuck you.
Sneeze, nigga, cover your mouth. That's it. Nigga, that shit gross. I've been trying not to touch you, motherfuckers. I've been in the house all my life.
Oh, this ain't nothing new. Yeah, motherfuckers is panicking because they gotta get quarantined. This is fucking lovely.
I'm like, me? I got a list of shit that I need to binge. Tell me not to come into work.
Tell me I can stay home. You know how many albums I can make in 2 weeks of me not doing anything, just staying at home?
Classics in the summer.
Nigga. I just got a new cart.
Odie's working from home. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
I'm thriving because all of the fucking rapper niggas I know, like, yo, we got to work from home. Like, yeah, you sitting in front of your mic all day. You need that work, nigga. Holla.
It would be right. real funny if they told you that you got to work from home. And you're just like, what?
Like, you want me to throw the sledgehammer? At
Millionaire throw.
Like, yeah, you got it. That shit not making it out the window. That shit heavy. No matter how much gym I've been going to,
this should just drop
this
on
shit's
your
still heavy.
Should drop on your foot. But yeah, they're telling people to, every time you got a cough and sneeze, stop going to urgent care, stop going to thing because you're like stupid. you're preemptively panicking, and all you're potentially doing is spreading it and taking up space and resources for the people that need it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you're putting yourself at risk at by risk being in urgent care with a nigga that does actually have it.
Yeah. Like, dog, like, I'm not afraid of coughing, sneezing. No, it's not even sneezing is a part of it. It's coughing, fatigue, and a headache.
Yeah. And shortness of breath.
A fever.
And shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath.
Yeah. I lay in bed all day. If I'm going, I'm good.
Yeah,
I had like, the flu before. Yeah, it so sucked for one day.
I sucked for a couple days.
The next like 4 days when I was home, I was playing Mass Effect. I was chilling.
Yeah, like, for me, it sucked for like 2 days and like a couple days after. Like, yeah, you still gotta recover, but you live through that shit, man.
Yeah, it's really for the people that you know have, like they said,
underlying health issues.
Underlining health issues.
Older people. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Like, I'm not worried about me or like it's not affecting kids. I'm not worried about my daughter either. But I'm worried about like my parents and shit.
Right. Like, yeah, like I can't want my grandparents to not leave their home.
Exactly.
My grandmother doesn't leave her home. Homebody gang. Also because she lives on the third floor. She's like 80 something.
She good.
That's a lot of work.
Rapunzel, nigga.
Is it like a third floor walk up?
Yeah, it's a walk up. But we just built one of those like little fucking cool. Like you sit in a chair and the shit takes you down.
Oh,
yeah. Joint.
Oh, cool.
I haven't tried it yet, but I want to.
He's been waiting.
My great grandfather had one of those when I was a kid. It was a fucking roller coaster.
Yeah, that was
very
lit.
Slow moving roller coaster.
It was still dope. It was between that Playland and Coney Island. That was those were your options.
That was the safest one. Yeah.
That's damn sure. But yeah, like I can't go visit her now because I'm afraid that's like, hey,
yeah.
If I'm not visibly like affected, I could still infect her because I'm bringing the germs to her. Also, I'm in the Bronx, so that's just
A bad combo.
That shit is bound to latch onto me somehow.
Definitely.
She has
fucking venom.
She has both a heart condition, diabetes, bruh. All the things. So I was like, I'm just gonna hit you on Facebook, dog. Like,
my grandfather should be homies. They got a lot in common. That's just older black people in general.
Trying to hook my grandfather.
Yeah,
up.
No. Did that just happen? He just trying to get his grandfather yeeks.
My grandmother would not be okay with that.
My grandfather busts your grandfather's ass. That I don't know about play that shit. I mean, he dead.
Niggas say they should hang out.
I really
out.
Don't know about that.
Hey.
Niggas say they should hang out.
So your grandfather.
I just want them to play like bingo together and shit, my nigga.
Be a
like,
lot of bingo it. Playing.
Lou.
What's up?
Fight him. My grandfather, fight him.
Nigga, I'm not setting up the date.
Yeah, you are, nigga.
But you're making it nasty.
Yeah, I tend to.
Get out of here.
Nasty Lou over here.
Nasty motherfucker.
What's up? Live and direct.
Uh-huh.
This shit is gross.
I bet you are.
But this shit is
get that shit out of here.
So mad.
What's in that coffee? Yeah.
Brugal. But it was a fucked up thing where it's like now in other countries and states, they closed down schools. Here, they closed down fucking Harvard. They shut down Harvard and they were like, yo, you got 5 days to go back home or like whatever. A lot of kids, they come from out of state, out of the country and shit like that. So it's like, yo, where the fuck do we go?
I don't know, nigga. Figure it out.
Especially since it's like, all right, they have to shut down.
You smart? You got it.
Yo. You must be the worst advisor in that school.
Jesus Christ.
You smart, nigga.
You got this.
That would really be it.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Nigga, you smart? You went to Harvard.
You got into school, nigga. I didn't.
Yeah. So now they have to, I think, now the rest of the semester they have to do online. But now the thing is, it's like the kids that have to move out and have to go back home that live out of the country, they just said, hey, no more people in the country from these places and these places. So if you're, like, say you come in from Ireland. I don't know what the chances are, a kid from Ireland coming to Harvard and thing. That sounds like a really good story I would watch. Or I think parts of Europe, they said? Like Italy. I think it was Italy. All right, that makes more sense.
Hey.
So a kid comes from Italy.
Italy
pretty sure some
thriving
China.
Right
I'm pretty
now.
Sure there's some Chinese students.
Chinese
they don't want to be going back there right
they,
now.
They can't.
Italy got Pornhub premium for free.
They did.
Shout out to
they're
them.
Getting a whole bunch of sausage getting made over there. Son.
Niggas,
a lot of sausage.
Niggas is boosting their immune system all day, all night.
Mm-hmm. Mad endorphins.
Yeah, they are.
Nah, but like.
Black a lot.
Black a lot. Black a lot. Black a lot.
Pot Call Blair. No, but like you have these kids that are going home from Harvard and now they can't get back in when the semester does start up, depending on how long that shit is shut down for. Now you're all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got to pay tuition? That's fucked up. My thing
is... Hey, for it?
I think. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, it should already be paid for.
Yeah, before the semester starts. But like now what I'm saying is like there are all these overlapping factors where there's going to be one party, usually the middle class, that gets fucked up by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, a big problem is whether we should close down the schools or not. I don't got any kids or any shit like that. But
shut that shit down. Fuck it.
They shut my daughter's school down.
But public school, shut that shit down. They're not learning nothing anyway.
No.
Private school, we acting like niggas is learning shit because they're paying. Shut that shit down.
They got connections. That's all they got.
No, but now who watches the kids?
Nigga, you smart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They were saying that. And they said like kids aren't gonna, a lot of kids are gonna miss out on breakfast and stuff because they don't have no food.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Exactly. So now it's like, especially for like, say you don't come from like a well put together home and shit like that.
Yeah.
Do you really want to be inside that environment where school is your only getaway? On the flip side, say you do come from a good home or whatever like you define that as, both parents work. They want to be responsible. They can't leave you in the house alone. They can't leave the 8-year-old in the house alone.
Yeah.
And their work schedule timed up with your school schedule. Now somebody has to either take time off, find a place to put you, stuff like that. It's a hassle and shit like that.
Hey, you know what's cool? Other countries, like, they developed a system in case this thing happens. So they're just, like, going with the plan.
Yeah, we shut ours down in 2018.
We don't do this shit.
We did. We had a system in place, but we haven't really used it in a situation like this, or didn't have a need for it prior, so niggas shut that shit down. Looking back on 2018,
great.
It would have been like, when that shit happened, because I remember it made news. It was like, all right, cool, that probably sucks, but we should be all right, right? Until this happens. And then now it's like, what do we do? But still, it shouldn't really be that hard. That was 2 years ago. Like, you guys don't have, like, the folder or the binder.
The trash bin.
Yeah, like, and just, like...
They deleted the trash bin.
Yeah, like, the 10-step plan should still be there, I guess. I don't know how that works. I was telling James earlier that I feel like this shit is kind of like a low-key conspiracy thing where it's just like... You know how everything is, like, goes to, like, the higher-ups and, like, everything is kind of... Like, you could say everything's chalked up to a plan.
Funding certain things and...
It's like...
We were offered test kits from other countries and niggas declined and... Now we're just, like, using the media to pump this up so people buy a whole bunch of shit. It's like, oh, I wonder who has stock in the companies that are...
Shout out Soulja Boy.
Off of this.
Soulja Boy invested in a company called The Soap Shop.
Yeah.
Did he?
Soulja Boy says Soulja Boy does a lot of things.
That is true.
No. He didn't say that. It was an article that I was reading.
Oh, he also said that in the Breakfast Club. A while ago.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. It said the company's profits have tripled.
I would imagine.
From soap, soldier soap?
Nah, he invested in some company called The Soap Shop.
Oh.
Watch me scrub.
Leave. Just to get the fuck out.
Nigga, I'm batting over 3-3. Yeah.
Another thing that this shit did affect was like Hollywood.
A lot
of shit got shut. Production on like the Batman and stuff, like I read today, got shut down for like 2 weeks.
Didn't Fast and Furious get pushed back too?
Fast and Furious got pushed back until April 2021.
Whew!
Which doesn't necessarily make sense to me. If this movie was supposed to come out in May, why are you pushing it that far back? I would say like October, November.
Damn.
But at all first, the way, maybe, like, and then give us another date, maybe.
They took it a little bit too.
Because they're just like, nah, we're missing our blockbuster window, and we're going into like niggas aren't going to the movies that much. We're not going to make the kind of money that we would have made.
Who determines when's the time to go to the movies? Like, why is summer...
By going to the movies at certain times.
But that's only because that's when they release the movies.
Right.
Well, but, summertime is when people mostly go. So I'm
getting, I mean, there's the algorithm, so...
No. All right. So, all right. Let's talk about...
Instagram one?
I guess. I don't know.
Isn't there, like, a movie algorithm? Like,
I don't know. Just
when people go?
You would watch a movie called Algorithm.
That don't sound too bad, though.
Sounds like a movie.
Sounds like a dance movie.
Directed by Lou.
A white guy named Al. And they tell him, go rhythm.
Wow! Got it. I'd have been so mad if that landed. Yo, Lou, let's put this together. Let's put this in production.
And I got to leave.
Nah, I made an intentional bad joke.
Okay.
You're trying and failing.
You're trying and failing. But no, think of it like...
The Luis Hernandez story.
Wow.
I'd watch that.
Wow.
James. There's a lot of things I was.
Yeah, I know. That's
like, you just watch anything.
Yeah, it takes the power.
Niggas just got to put it on.
He's keeping it nice on Netflix.
Yeah, the power of the James stamp lessons when you just watch everything. Like, you got to be selective, bro.
That you wouldn't watch that? The story of Luis Hernandez?
That no, James stamp is not it, nigga.
Trying and failing the Luis Hernandez story.
Would you watch that?
No.
Okay.
That shit, I know how it is.
Nigga, it's your movie.
With like,
failure. Nigga, not even gonna watch his movie.
That shit is gonna be 7 minutes long.
Wow.
He just shrugged. I tried. Experimental filmmaking at its best.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
A24, what up?
Somebody give this man an award.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's just talk about like the U.S. movie going system place. Whatever the fuck we call
what
it.
What department is that?
You know, the one with the movies.
I want a job there.
Right? So it's like, who, like, you said that, oh, blockbuster summer season starts May.
Around there, I guess.
Early May. Yeah, May 1st. Avengers for, like, the last whatever year. Mm-hmm. All blockbuster movies, that's when the shit starts. There's some movies that came out late April, April 27th, April. Like, let's say from Easter on. Mm-hmm. Easter's blockbuster season. Let's just call it that, right? The only reason that we fucking go is because that's when they fucking set the date for. It doesn't matter that not all people are out. People still go to work 9 to 5. Kids are technically still in school for a month, 2 months still. You still have summer programs, summer classes, but somehow we still find a way to go. It doesn't necessarily matter anymore if it comes out June, July, November. I think a lot of heavy hitter movies came out November, September, Christmas time. Whatever the fuck. I think Christmas is the dumbest place to fucking time to put
shout
a movie.
Shout out to Star Wars.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. The Christmas time. Because if you want people to go, why schedule it on a thing where it's supposed to be about family and stay in the house? No, what I'm saying, it doesn't make sense.
I know.
But
people will still go just because of Star Wars. But they're not doing that no more, I guess. Didn't Star Wars end? Or they're still doing movies?
Who cares?
No, they're probably doing more like...
Oh, like spinoffs?
The amount of money these niggas makes, not stopping.
But that's what I'm saying with, like, why do they have to push it back to April of the following year?
I don't get.
Realistically, like, you just put the shit out, niggas gonna see it. The niggas that were going to watch it are going to see it. However, you will probably lose money because a lot of people won't have the free time that they have in the summer. Like, you get the high school kids.
Like, no, you don't.
See it on fucking Tuesday.
May 1st.
See it 3 times.
Kids are still in school until June. High school kids.
Yeah, but that shit stays in theaters for a while.
You have 6 weeks. As opposed to watching it a Friday, Saturday. Movies come on Friday. You have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to watch it. They're reserved seating. You have to get your tickets ahead of time anyway. It doesn't make sense of why that's blockbuster season. Or why, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, I guess in, like, the East Coast, that's when it warms up and people go out more. But... like in the Fast
no,
and Furious
it don't.
Case?
This shit is still chilly as fuck. And you're indoors.
You are going indoors.
May and October. It's not like you're going out into Antarctica and have to make a trek. It's not that bad. Even in, all right, Florida, when kids get out at the end of May, the movie still, you still have to wait until the end of May to watch it. Numbers in movies, those big numbers come out opening weekend. It doesn't make sense. Opening weekends are still obligated by real life thing. Doesn't matter what demographic. Adults, teenagers, children. Children aren't fucking going. The parents have to bring them. You still got to wait till the weekend, little nigga. It don't fucking make sense. There's no reason this shit got to be pushed back till fucking April.
Yeah, I don't get the whole year.
Nah, they went a little crazy with
fucking
it
back.
The movie's done.
They
could
have done like 5 months.
They could have done like August.
Fucking the 007 movie that I wasn't going to watch. They started doing promo for it. That nigga was, what's his name?
Daniel Craig?
Nah, ain't that the nigga from the... No, that's Craig David.
Oh, how you mistake Daniel Craig and Craig David?
They both got fucking Craig in their name.
They're two complete...
Monday.
Hey, don't sleep on him.
Nah, Craig David's a man. No, sing them notes.
No, nigga.
Go ahead, fool.
Nigga rapping, you sing, nigga.
Uh-huh.
See the duets.
That's the great duet right there.
That's the Wombo combo.
That's
Wombo
the
combo.
You want to be Black Alau or Black Apow?
I'll be Black Alau.
All right, I'll be Black Apow.
I'll be Black Alau.
stupid. But yeah, that movie, that nigga was on Presto. He was just on SNL. He was like
that press store started and they lost $30 million, they said projected, to push it back until October, November, or whatever the fuck they said. That makes way more sense. I don't know. This is fucking stupid. Unless y'all niggas know some shit that I don't know. And again, Wonder Woman come out June 5th. They was like, yeah, June 5th. You got it right the first time. That's when we'll be here. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever.
They pushed it back?
No. That's coming out on time.
That made sense.
But they pushed out movies that didn't even come back. New Mutants was supposed to come out the 3rd. They pushed that back. I don't know till when. I haven't heard anything about Black Widow getting pushed back. They stopped production on like certain movies for like 2 weeks, which is like fine. Like the Batman stopped production for 2 weeks, but that's because that's in the UK. That has nothing to do with US.
I mean, all that stoppage makes sense. Like, obviously, we gotta like you know
clean shit.
Yeah,
test
clean,
shit.
Clean shit. Make sure we're not spreading the shit.
Yeah, and then get back to work.
But that whole year off, I don't get the movie's done.
Yeah, just
like, the virus is gonna come and go.
It's like, really promo.
That was a wild move.
But yeah, do you have to? Yeah, do you have to promo Fast and Furious like that anymore?
Not really.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's why the long... It don't make sense. And I feel like...
And then they got to push back 10, too.
After 9 movies, like, you have your fan base. The people that are watching.
If they're going to see it, they're going to see it. If they're not, they're not.
And I feel like it's globally understandable why it's getting pushed back.
I may watch that nigga catch a car. Like, I don't watch Fast and Furious movies, but if niggas is catching cars...
Yeah, I want to see that.
I may have to.
It's great. The commercials are still going.
It's ridiculous.
And I don't know why. I guess because they're already paid for.
Yeah,
I don't know how that shit worked.
But most likely. That's how it works.
So they paid for advertising. Advertisers are going to go through May until the movie is supposed
then they
to
gotta
drop.
Pay again.
And then they stop.
Then they got to pay again.
Damn.
You don't want people to forget?
Do they also have...
Nobody's forgetting.
Yeah. Do they also have...
But that's what they feel like is going to happen.
It's wild.
All right. So now question. Do they also have to pay to get the shit re-edited to take out the May...
Most likely,
first,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how this shit works.
Yeah.
I think
most likely you have to pay for like revisions and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it should just be a forget and forgive type shit.
And the annoying part is now they have to push back all the press runs that they were going to do when it came out. And
10.
So
10 was supposed to come out 2021. Can't put out 2 movies. I mean, it was still niggas would go watch 2 movies, but they're not gonna put out 2 movies at once.
Yo, a double movie? That don't
Nigga,
sound
I'm not trying to be
good.
In a theater for 8 hours.
Oh, no, not at the same time. What comes out 1 month after the other?
Nah. They should do it like...
The whole marathon?
Yeah.
Yo, would y'all sit in the theater for a Fast and Furious marathon?
No. I didn't even do it for the Avengers.
All right, so
like
this is what
niggas.
They do. This is what they do. They give you a meal. They give you 2 meals. They give you 2 snacks.
You want iPix?
Yeah. Not all theaters.
All theaters.
And you watch both.
I don't know
I'm
if I want
gonna
all
have
meals
to leave
all
to
theaters.
Shit, yo.
I don't want a meal from a black tie theaters.
Shit is gross. Yeah. I don't know. The Corona's fucking throwing.
Corona's throwing everything.
That Corona is
throwing everything.
Canceled
off.
Every single sporting season.
Shit, canceled everything besides my student loan.
They said they're thinking about
pause the interest. Pause the interest. Not the whole shit. Just the interest.
Just the interest.
The interest is like $16. I don't give a fuck about the interest.
Yo, that's $16
in
no.
your pocket, nigga.
Less. That's $16.
Straight
you could
to
go,
the homebody
you could
pocket.
Go, yeah, you could go buy organic waffles
you could go
or
buy
whichever,
a homebody shirt.
Nigga.
Whichever ones you buy.
Organic what?
Waffles? I don't know.
You bought organic waffles. That's what he does.
I buy protein.
Protein waffles. That's
if you ever buy organic waffles, stop wasting your money. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Organic protein waffles, yeah.
That's what he gets.
Niggas like organic foods.
This shit good.
Yo, don't be listen, organic shaming over here,
Don't be mad because you eat tacos on Thursday and they're not organic. And
yo,
nigga, you know
for the record, y'all flamed his taco.
That taco was trash.
Nigga Marcel said, no wonder you do it on Thursdays.
It's like, yeah. Like,
y'all niggas acting like I staged the shit. Like, there's gotta be the picture.
Out of
like,
respect, you don't put that taco out on a Tuesday. You do it on Thursday.
The reason I didn't put it online, nigga,
was
a quick joke.
Eating that taco leftovers, that's when you put out your shit.
That taco is...
That taco looked sickly.
That taco started Corona. That shit was gross. That was patient zero.
It wasn't really gross. It was literally just... What was gross about it, number one? Because
that meat was glowing.
It had 2 pieces of tan ground beef.
Yeah.
Why the ground beef
ground
was
chicken.
Tan?
It was ground chicken.
Oh, all right. If you say so.
Nigga Marcel said, this taco trash, bro. Now I see why you make them on Thursdays. And Chris said, Lewis made the Chrysler 300 of tacos. he thought that shit was a phantom.
The fucked up part is that I was asleep when all these texts were flying. Yeah. I woke up thinking it was a great morning. Yeah, here come the dope reviews for my tacos.
That shit looks
like you
sad.
Woke up hungry. Stop lying.
I was confused because then they proceeded to list track listing of Jay Electronica's album.
I didn't know what
the fuck they were talking about.
We started talking about things that were good.
Yeah.
Yo, in order to just like rinse out.
I didn't know what y'all was talking about.
He's off from work and I'm going to the gym.
I was confused.
We're both at the gym.
Yeah, I was like, why didn't text at 7 a.m.?
When he put nigga the whole album, I was like, all right, so it's music they're talking about. All right, bet.
I'm on the elliptical just texting.
The elliptical is the worst place.
It's very dangerous. Yeah. But I slowed down by a lot.
Nigga almost fell off the machine.
Yeah. The elliptical is like that one machine, especially in my gym. They have a bunch by, they used to have a bunch by like the edge of the railing upstairs. And while you're on the elliptical, you'd be looking down. And then when you look up, it feels like you're taking a leap off of the second floor every swing. That shit is scary as fuck when you high.
Both, that shit hurts. Both,
when you high and high up, that shit's scur. That shit's scur as hell.
But that Jay Electronica album was good.
Yeah,
I gotta listen.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I want to say great. It was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah,
what he said. But my thing is, I did the math on it. This was one of the first albums that I actually did. I'm not the fucking deep dive, dissect, and do the percentages on what makes an album great and the ratio of good to bad tracks and shit like that. I did it on this one because it was like a lore of this Jay Electronica and stuff like that. Like, I know where he comes from. I know who's he associated with and all these things.
I didn't know he was that old.
40-something?
47, right?
He's 47? I thought he was 43.
I think he's 43.
43? Okay. Sure, yeah. 43.
Yeah, he's up there.
I thought it was in his 30s.
Yeah, he's a seasoned rapper.
Nah, he was in his 30s.
That black don't
10
crack.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to find you.
I know Jay Electronica.
Yeah, 43.
Yeah, I know Jay Electronica, obviously, from the Control verse and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this nigga's spitting. And then 10 years later, he drops this. And it wasn't, the only point of reference I had was Control. And I'm like, this sounds nothing like Control. Now I'm just reacclimating myself to a whole different person, which kind of gives it a different, like, deliverance.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really accurately rate him because I still don't know this person.
Yeah.
I just got two different rappers for the first time.
That was it.
But it's really one dude who's held so high at a high regard. And I don't know why, because I don't know which rapper this person is.
Yeah, for me, the first time I heard Jay Electronica was that first mixtape he dropped.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really that much on him, because I don't know. I got to revisit the mixtape, but when I first heard it, I felt like he was just trying to sound like other rappers. Like, in my opinion, like, I felt like one song he tried to, like, Game, one song he sounded like Nas. I just felt like he was, like, one of those chameleon rappers. Like, he was still spitting. Like, the bars were still there, but and I never revisited him again. Like, I heard him on Control, that cool. So I wasn't really, like, that huge on him, but... this album was pretty good. I mean, I literally liked it more because of Jay, but Jay Electronica, he was cool.
And as far as that Control verse, yo, I feel like that verse is like one of the most slept on verses.
It is.
Like, it was like really overshadowed by everybody was going crazy Kendrick. I didn't think Kendrick's verse was the best on that.
Nah.
I think everybody overhyped it just because he was name dropping.
Exactly.
Yo,
because that's what
Jay Electronica's verse was like. That the pictures he was painting in that shit, like, I don't know. I feel like he was very slept on. And because it was the shortest verse out of all of them, everybody was like, oh, whatever.
And even though it was his song. No, that makes sense. Because it's like, hey, we know Kendrick. We've continued to hear Kendrick. So when he did that, like, because that this is exactly, I think this is exactly what it is. You have Big Sean, you have Jay Electronica, you have Kendrick, right? Mm-hmm. Those three people. All
the fuck is Big Sean doing on that song?
It was his song. It was his song.
I thought it was Jay Electronica's song.
No, it was
Big Sean.
It was Big Sean.
Whoops.
Every time I think about it, I'm just confused. Like,
that's why he's on it.
No, Sean can spit. Sean is good.
He's not on the level of Kendrick and Jay Electronica.
Yeah, but Kendrick wasn't saying nothing that was out of this world on his on that record anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. So listen.
But Big Sean wasn't saying nothing on the same caliber as him.
But it's biased because he doesn't like Big Sean
that much.
So,
but then you're also not
as a rapper. Okay. Let's clarify this.
But then,
as a dude, I fuck with him.
But then you're also not.
I don't know that, man.
You're also not familiar with Jay Electronica. So how could you
not base this off of rap?
But, see, but that's for what me, I'm saying. I am familiar with Jay Electronica.
Right.
I've been following Jay Electronica from the first mixtape, all the Lucy since.
Right.
Jay Electronica drops anything, I have heard it.
Right.
I have enjoyed it. Him rapping over the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind score to this day is still one of the most fucking incredible joints. This album to me is just like when people were like, yo, we're never going to get a Jay Electronica album. I was like, nigga, I have one already.
Right.
Yeah.
So like if this shit never came, I'd have been good. He has a fucking laundry list of songs that I can go back to. It's just y'all niggas just know, not y'all niggas, but like y'all
general,
niggas
has general. Shiny Suit Theory.
No, Exhibit C. And they think he only had the one song and like guest verses here and there. It's like, nah, this nigga's got a catalog. Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. Well, look what Lewis just said. Lewis just said he's first familiar with the first mixtape where he kind of sounded like different rappers. He said he was spitting, but you're not really familiar with him. Like that, right?
And then the control... I didn't fuck with him that much just because I felt like he was a chameleon rapper.
Right. You didn't fuck with him that much. And then you got the control, and then you don't really hear from him, and then this. But then you still put him at a higher regard than Sean, who's been constantly...
Because I feel he's a better rapper.
But then how?
Because I'm hearing what I'm hearing.
But then, like, you're saying...
Yes,
but,
I love
this. Right. But then, like, a lot of times...
I could base off if you're a better rapper than somebody else off of just one
but
verse.
But then how could you call him a chameleon and we frown upon certain people who you say are a chameleon, how you don't have your own sound, you sound like this person, this person, this person. Doesn't that take away from who you are as a solidified rapper?
I mean, it's still hard to be a chameleon rapper. Not everybody can be.
Right, but so now we're playing both sides.
No, we're not playing both sides.
I'm talking about
rap skills. Like, his skill as a rapper,
right?
Like obviously he's writing his own shit. If he sounds like some dude sometimes, cool. You sound like some dude sometimes, but you're still writing your own shit. You got your own cadence. You can actually go in the booth and do it. Not everybody can go in the booth and deliver a verse that sounds good. Like, and when I hear Big Sean, like most of the time I don't like his verses. Like,
why?
I feel like his writing is too simplified. His cadence annoys me most of the time.
How the fuck is it simplified, though? Like that.
That's just my opinion, though.
No, I understand. I don't hate you for your opinion, because I don't necessarily... My thing whenever talking about rap music and all that stuff is how people contradict one another, and they place one standard for one person when the other person is doing the exact same thing, but you like it coming from this person, but you don't like it coming from this person, but you have more information, what you're saying, and how you rate things... Kind of says that you should like this person and not this person.
I'm just basing it off rap skills. Like, I feel like Kendrick, above those three, Kendrick's the, like, superior rapper. I know Jay Electronica is at a higher regard, but I feel like Kendrick is a way better rapper than Jay Electronica. And that's just because I like Kendrick more.
Because he's giving you more things to base it off of. That's what I was going back to say. You had those three rappers.
But I have more Sean to base off than Jay Electronica.
Which just still doesn't fucking make sense to me.
But he likes Jay Electronica more.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sean is consistently worse. He has his moments, but he's consistently worse than Jay Electronica to me.
That shit don't make no type of sense.
That makes sense.
That
he's consistently worse.
That shit make no type of... Do you know what I'm trying to say, James?
If I get five Jay Electronica songs and they all slap, and I get like 30 Big Sean songs that I don't like, which one's a better rapper to me?
I don't know. You know why I'm just lost and confused? It's because
he doesn't like Big Sean's cadence in rap.
Yeah,
he said it's simple, it's trash.
He doesn't like him. Like the simplest version, he likes Jay Electronica. He doesn't like Big Sean.
Yeah,
his reasoning for it doesn't even fucking matter. He just doesn't
It's the reason that don't make sense, because I feel like the reasoning
taste doesn't make sense.
The reasoning applied to the people should be swapped.
The shit is subjective. So, like, reasoning is all over the fucking place. It doesn't matter.
You're telling me because I've heard Big Sean more, I don't like him more. That's not a reason to like somebody because you've heard him more and you're consistently on the radio.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I guess the shit that's... You say he's oversimplified a lot of, like, his raps, his cadence, and all that stuff. But then you listen to this album, The Written Testimony and stuff like that. I'm not saying there was nothing. First of all, I had to Google a lot of this fucking shit.
No, I thought you were about to say something on here was simple.
No. It was the opposite. Okay. Uh-huh. It was the extreme of the opposite, which is a lot more work, right? So how could you grab, like, if I got to listen to a song and I got to do my Googles to find out that it's dope, that shit, that, like, yeah, you're good, but then it's like, all right.
It's too good.
Yeah, it's like when rappers, you start,
it's
sometimes
like Lupe.
You put the wordplay and the medicine and the candy along with the thing. But then, like, there's songs on that stuff, like Flux Capacitor. Throw that shit in the trash. throw it all the way in the trash.
There isn't a song on this that I don't fuck.
Yeah, I kind of fuck with fucking robot. You're a robot.
Also,
bring back the Marcel I know. The Marcel, you know,
this is the clone.
Like, did you hear the drums on Flux
this
Capacitor?
Is Marcel.
How could I not like that?
Yo, that shit was all over the place. And
also,
I said I like
the album more because of Jay. I did say that.
But yeah, but we're not arguing, Jay.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna front. I wish I liked the album more because of Jay Electronica, but like I was really resonating with Hov.
All right.
But like I also really enjoy Jay Electronica, but
so back to the thing. So now it's like you got this work. You said you got five songs from a person that you like, but you kind of like these five songs.
But
I never said
I was a huge Jay Electronica fan. I just said I like him better than Big Sean.
That shit don't make no type of sense.
How does that not make sense? It's like ranking rappers.
And I feel like that shit don't make no type of sense. I like Jay Electronica more because he gave me a project with someone else that I really like.
That's not what I said I like him for. I said I like him because he's a better rapper. No, I said he's a better rapper.
Type of, and I'm not even. It just sounds like I'm the biggest Big Sean
fan
ever. I'm confused
by his confusion.
You're confused.
I'm really lost.
Yeah. But James knows what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah. I don't think
how?
He does. He's
no,
just
I do.
Being nice.
How? What's he saying? No. Let James explain.
No, he's trying to. Say that.
He's trying to say what?
Why you put me on the spot? Because
you're
like
just
that?
Saying again. You're not saying anything.
No, he's saying the fact that you have more to base off of your critiques of Big Sean and less of Jay Electronica. How can you like Jay Electronica?
But I just critiqued Jay Electronica. I said,
but he just told them why.
That's what he said. I'm telling you what he said.
I said, off his first mixtape, I didn't like him that much, but I like him better than Big Sean.
Also, Lou's take on his first mixtape is wrong.
I know.
I just like,
but that's still subjective.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, that's how you felt.
Yeah.
So it's like I just because then it's like, what do you have after that, other than the one control verse, where you still said that I liked someone else?
I just told you there's still more shit.
I'm talking to Lou. Robot.
He's not talking to you.
Fam, I like Mos Def better than Big Sean. And Mos Def got like three albums.
That's still more than Jay Electronica.
Again, Lou is wrong.
You see what I'm saying?
You like Big Sean more than Mos Def?
No.
So how am I wrong?
Mos Def has more than three albums. He's got a very long catalog. This nigga Louis doesn't listen to music that people he likes put out. That's what I'm gaining from this.
That's why I'm confused.
He's like, yeah, Mos Def put out an album. It was cool. Like, what?
I said three, nigga.
It's like, yeah, Jay-Z released Reasonable Doubt, and then he came back with this dual album with Jay Electronica.
That's
cool.
What I'm saying.
Huh?
Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm saying, like...
Why don't you let me hate Big Sean? That's my question.
Because this shit don't make sense.
How does it not make sense?
Because I know you, and I know, like...
You know me?
No, like, the rap that you put up, and the rap that you champion, and the rap that, like, all right, organically sounds good. The niggas that put in the work, the niggas that write it down, the niggas that are able to come up with a song, good production.
I don't care about any of that. I just want you to sound good. I don't care if you write your own raps, honestly. I'm not one of those dudes.
But still, the fact that you're able to do it and still sound good, the mm-hmm. way that you're able to jump on different, to collab with different artists and still make a smash, the way that you can, as they say, cross over and you can do songs with the Arianas and blah, 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 and come back and just the way you carry yourself. How do you not like that? That's why I get confused because, like, you seem like someone that would like that.
Would like Big Sean? I like Big Sean as a person.
You look like a nigga that likes Big Sean.
But what
does that mean? Yeah. Wait a minute. Are we going to fight now?
Talking about Lomax? That's a whole different Big Sean. Yeah,
that Big Sean gripped me too tightly.
Nigga hugged him like Debo. How you hug somebody by the neck?
It was wild.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't breathe.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. It's just confusing. Like, and even when, like, I have people that I like. Like, I like Lil Uzi as a person, but that's just because it's like social media antics and the fact that he fucking likes Sour Patch and Paramore. That's all I really need from him. But like Big Sean as a person, for the better part of his career, he's been missing. He just came back to do one interview,
and I fucked with that.
And he's back in the dark. And it's like, I like you as a person. You see more
because that was shit. I would do that if I was a rapper.
You see more of the music and the work that he's put in than him as a person. So the fact that you say, I don't like his music, but I like his as a person, is even more confusing to me because you don't see much of the person, especially in recent years. That's the basis of my confusion. And
that's what you're confused about?
And then it's like, hey, I still hold this other rapper, and I'm really only going off of this one fucking verse
from 10
not.
Years
I'm
ago,
not going off of one
you
verse.
You said at first
you're
I
going
did
off
not,
of one verse. No,
ain't nobody said I'm going off one verse. I stated how much I didn't like the mixtape that much. We talked about you were talking about the control verse, not me. First of all, so I'm not going off one verse.
Oh, sassy Lou over here.
No, you're the worst.
Now get your sass on. I like this. This is really good. Fucking.
He was like, first of all, I didn't talk about that verse.
I'm having
nigga.
Fun. I'm having fun here.
Yeah.
Now the nigga ruined my fun by going back to being him. I hate you niggas. Not Intercool. I hate these two niggas. Lou and the robot. I hate you.
I've been quiet for mad long.
I hope
long.
Your show gets canceled.
I'm chilling.
I don't know why I'm being attacked for my preferences.
Because your preferences don't make sense to me, and I like you as a person.
They're not
so
supposed
I'm
to make sense to me. They're supposed to make sense to me.
So who's a better rapper, Tiger or Big Sean?
Big Sean. Okay. Yeah.
That's all I had.
That was a good
you're
rebuttal.
Base me off that?
No, the fuck it wasn't. There was a very obvious answer to this question.
Yeah,
was there?
Chris,
Rack right. City, bitch. Rack City,
what's
bitch.
What's the next subject? Talking to Chris tent. About rap music stresses me out. Every time we do
it. If I had to make a top 50 rapper, Big Sean would be in the low 40s.
Damn.
I mean, at least he made.
Damn, it. Son, that's a low list.
That's a low list.
Damn, son.
Okay, I can understand why you would say that.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's just rap.
That's just rap.
Yeah,
that's
no, not like same for me.
That's not music and body of work and all the other shit that.
Well,
it's just off a rapping skill.
I guess, but I mean that kind of.
I'm talking about like
other stuff, kind of
like commercial success. And
yeah,
all
I don't
that.
Count. Commercial.
Okay, all right,
that's the label.
That's,
okay,
that's weird.
Okay.
I just want to know his, like how next week we're going to do a superhero ranking. I just want to know how Lou ranks things. Anything. It could be groceries.
By preference.
It could be. But I want to get.
How do you rank cereals?
By which ones I like most.
That's how. Like.
What do you mean how? Like, I taste shit.
Like.
Oh, I like this. Number one. The fuck?
Again, I am confused by Chris's confusion.
The fuck?
Yo, Chris's confusion is great.
You just asked me how my preference works.
I love it. I love it.
Like, Marcel's just a dickhead, but he knows what I mean, too, because we were talking about this on the last podcast.
Nah, see, all right, hold on.
Chris gonna get niggas on the scene.
Hold on. Between
authors and artists.
Wait. So what it is you're looking for him to provide reasoning as to why he likes one thing more than the other thing.
Yeah.
When there really doesn't need to be anything other than I just like it more.
That doesn't have to be stupid, but
that's
we do
it.
A fucking podcast
right.
Where you can ask anybody anything and you can honestly ask
and
me why I like one thing more than the other. I can come up with the reasoning why.
He has given you the reasoning and then you've told him that you don't understand the reasoning.
Right. And then I said, can you explain that?
And then he did.
No, he didn't.
And then
he
was confused.
Well, no,
what have I not explained?
Then he reverted back to just because I like it. It always just be like
I can tell you why I like Jay Electronica more than I like Big Sean.
That
I like
and
the
you're
way
not attacking him for it.
That would have been an easier thing. It's because like, you confuse me more, sir.
How?
Nah, I'm taking over for you now because
go ahead.
Y'all niggas are never gonna figure this out. And it's stressing me
good
out.
Luck, good luck, nigga.
All right.
Good luck.
My hair is going gray and it's annoying. I don't want to look like you, Lou.
Welcome to my world, nigga.
It's a nasty world, nigga.
There was a shot in there as he tried to save him.
There was. There was.
Jay like Lubica.
Jay like Lubica. Oh.
I want it.
Not the name of the episode.
Yes, it is.
No,
somebody.
God.
That's a nasty Lou
right
there.
Put this man in a black, in a black suit.
My name already went
give
on
him
last
a bean
episode.
Pie and a koofy.
Oh,
Jay like
bean
Lubica.
Pie Lou.
Jay like Yumica. Wow. Jay like Wasalama Lama Ramadana Humica.
Now he's getting shot.
Oh, they about to. I have no part of
yeah,
this.
I'm off the argument.
You gotta get shot by like four different religions.
Hey, nigga.
He's gonna get hit with a bean pie. I could see it.
I've never had one.
Me neither. Is it good, Chris?
It sounds like it tastes bad.
Have you had a bean pie before?
Mm-mm. I'm Catholic.
Have you?
I haven't been to church in like 6 years.
You stopped in mid-sentence, dude. No, I never had a meat.
That was fucking
a meat pie?
What?
You gonna say a meat pie?
My man. My man had a chicken pot pie yesterday.
Louis, why? It's an empanada.
Why?
Nah, nigga, that's what your tacos are.
A meat pie.
A meat pie.
Yeah, that really. Yeah.
I never had a bean pie.
Nigga
no.
had two strips of cabbage. One corn kernel that wasn't even cooked.
Can we make that sad ass taco to cover art?
Yes.
Hell no.
Episode Taco Thursday.
My life has already been on cover arts way too much this week.
Now we know why your daughter be treating you like shit sometimes. Yeah. You feed her those tacos. She come home every fucking Thursday.
His daughter's on the cover with the nipple rings. She touched his shirt like, "Daddy, wait, when did you get that?"
No, she didn't.
Yo, I've never seen so much feedback.
No, she did it.
On me either.
A cover art.
Me either.
Than that one.
Yo, people hit me up. I said I had nothing to do with this cover. I'm just posting.
That's the same thing I had to say.
Somebody asked me like, "Oh, did Chris Photoshop the ads on?" I said, "Nah, Lou did that first."
Yeah, let's get that twisted, nigga. The abs ain't Photoshop.
That's right. That's right.
The abs is real.
I'll send the original, nigga.
No caption.
No
caption. All ball piece. Nasty. Y'all nasty.
That is gross. Oh, man. Lewis put his dick on the sink to take that picture.
So you know it's real.
What? What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Ah, goddamn.
Jay Electronica being a better rapper than Big Sean.
Oh, go ahead. Y'all want to talk more music shit? Y'all go ahead.
Nigga, you wanted to talk about the music shit.
Yeah, I'm done.
You asked the question. Why?
No. Why this nigga is stupid, again, is because he started taking shots at Lou. He said, "No, Lou, I will take it from here. I will save you. I can tell you why."
Because he was still asking.
Right. So go ahead. Because then we went on a tangent and now we're back here. So go ahead. Don't tell me you were the one to ask questions when you said you'll take it.
Because you asked.
I brought it back to where we left off. And now I'm giving it to you. So don't question me like I'm the one that took it off the rails.
Jay Electronica's a better rapper because I feel like he's a better lyricist than Big Sean could ever be. That's why I feel like Jay Electronica is a better rapper than Big Sean. Big Sean is better at writing songs than Jay Electronica is, but I don't hold that. Like, that doesn't matter so much to me in comparison to Jay Electronica's lyrical ability. That's what I'm coming here for. I appreciate that more than I appreciate Big Sean's ability to write songs. Big Sean's lyricism isn't that great. His flow's not that, like, interesting to me. His beat selection is kind of cool sometimes.
Yeah.
But I also feel like Jay Electronica's beat selection is really interesting. He's, like, picked shit that's really left field, and I don't hear that all the time. I also value that more than hearing just really good versions of things that I hear from Drake and things that I hear from, you know, other rappers of similar caliber to Big Sean.
See, now, if you could have just said some
shit. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. That's exactly what I said.
If you could.
No, get the
you
fuck out of here.
Lewis.
Nah.
Lewis.
Nah. I was listening to that whole shit already. I said that. Nah. I said that.
If you said it, like,
hey, Chris, you know what? After saying all of that and thinking about what Lewis was saying, you were right.
See, that's what I'm saying.
How?
That's all I needed.
Because that's what he was asking for.
Yeah.
Nigga, I said, like Big Sean's lyrics. You just said Jay Electronica is a better lyricist.
Nah,
that's exactly my point. Then you said you don't like Chris. Yeah.
I realized he just wanted more detail.
Yeah, that's all.
What did you say that I didn't?
Stack them up side by side.
Mad everything. Words.
Yeah. Go back and listen.
All right, that made more sense. And because he's a little bit different, because he had more to go off of.
I hate y'all niggas, but y'all my niggas for real.
Hey, man, we got
that was mad entertaining.
That was like, great. I enjoyed every second of that.
I don't know if anyone listening to this is going to
I don't
enjoy
know what side James is on anymore.
James is on the side of James.
Exactly.
Always will be.
You're right,
my brother. You're right.
And I don't care about none of this shit at all.
None of this shit is important, but it was entertaining.
My thing is, I play all.
Are you not entertained?
I play all this shit. Nigga. Like, music comes out so fast now, I pick about 2 songs every week, and I listen to it over and over until the next shit comes out from someone that I like. And then if I like you a lot, I will listen to your shit on loop. Like this week I've been listening to Brent Faiyaz's Fuck the World album that came back that
shit
I just got to. I've been, that's on loop, the loop, loop, the loop.
What about NBA Youngboy? NBA Youngboy?
Nope. I just got to Moneybag Yo's album.
I rock with NBA
yesterday,
Youngboy.
And that's only because of 1-2-3. And that's because Black Youngsta is on it.
Shout out Lil Baby. Lil Baby dropped
like
fire.
I like Black Youngsta as a person. Haven't listened to that. I probably won't
want to listen to Lil Baby on anything other than a feature.
You gotta listen to Lil Baby.
I don't even want to hear the feature.
You gotta listen to Lil Baby.
I do not enjoy that man's voice.
I enjoy it.
It's squishy.
Very nice.
That's the squeeze.
Lil Yachty dressing up as Oprah.
Hilarious. Loved it.
Hilarious. It was funny, but also like you just wanted to do that because you didn't have to.
Yeah, you did.
Like you were really just sitting there like, I want to dress up like Oprah. All right, bro.
Shout out.
But why is that weird?
I've never in my life wanted to dress up like a woman. But, like, if you want to, it's cool.
Yo, dog, that shit don't make sense. We grew up on okra. Kel Mitchell did it for, like, 3 years at okra. Nobody says shit. And now it's just like, oh, now it's weird. Who the fuck cares? It's funny.
Yeah.
This shit was funny.
I didn't say it wasn't. I said it was. And I said there was no reason for you to do it. But
it was because it played into the song and the theme.
Yeah.
And what they were going for. So, yeah, it made sense.
Okay.
Why was that so hard to grasp?
It wasn't. I never said it was.
You said he didn't have to do that.
Great. He didn't. He did not have to.
Ooh, now he's you.
Feels good being on the outside.
Now he's you.
If it's your video, like, would it have been as funny if the majority of the video was someone else other than Lil Yachty?
Possibly.
No. No, it wouldn't.
Could have been. No. I don't know.
No. You're doing this because it's a podcast.
Nah, I'm doing this because you asked. You asked because it's a podcast.
Yeah.
So ultimately, yes.
Yes. All right, cool. See, now you guys are catching on to this back and forth thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to stretch this
that
fucking shit
repartee.
Out.
But
I'm really just like, I mean, I really don't care. The video was funny. I enjoyed Drake doing like the interview talking about his earrings because mm-hmm. like getting your ears pierced at 30 is something I thought like if I chose to do that, it's kind of weird. It's kind of late in the game for you to be getting your ears pierced. You can
it,
do whatever the
it,
fuck
it added,
you want.
It
in
added
life.
to his
it looks cool.
His aura, yeah.
Sasson?
It added a little extra sazon on it.
My thing about Drake is that he keeps trying to show us and tell us that he's broken and sad on the inside, and women just keep throwing pussy at him. And,
he is.
And he's, just like, and he's like, I have to catch
you
it.
You saw his post about candy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
that nigga
what?
I felt it like he had candy that fell on the car floor.
What? You got to explain this. I didn't read the caption.
Yeah, I'm confused.
All right, look up the fucking on. Caption. This was like
But also women like broken Sunday. Guys.
It doesn't make sense to me weird, right? Why that's something they're so attracted to. Every week, Sophia gets on Twitter. I like how Sophia.
What's up, Sophia? Happy birthday to Sophia.
Oh yeah, shit! Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sophia.
Even though this shit comes out Tuesday, and
hey, you know they celebrate their birthday all week long, son.
I guess. Yeah, that's also another thing women do. She gets on fucking Twitter every day and tweets a snippet of a date interaction that she goes with, and then ends it with how niggas ain't shit. Why do you keep going on dates with these niggas? At some point, you have to realize that you're attracted to ain't shit niggas.
Yep.
That the niggas the niggas that you're putting your faith in
She's
are
attracted
the wrong
to
people.
Niggas who just so happen to review themselves to be ain't shit niggas.
That's on the first date. That's what
on
like,
the first date. Fellas, that's the time you want them to be revealed.
Don't reveal yourself until the fifth, though, fellas. Come on.
At least get the cheeks, right?
keep that shit until the fifth.
Wait.
Play the game, son.
Yo,
play the game.
Giving the nastiest advice.
Hey, listen.
I'm here for it. And they're right. Listen to what these men said.
Right?
Listen.
Get them hooked first, son.
And this is for we are shit niggas. We ain't shit niggas. Like that's the thing. That's
imagine
the
Chris
we're
goes
good
on
people.
Imagine Chris goes on the first date with a comic book. Like, come on, son.
Chris on a first date with a comic book?
Yeah. You gotta say that shit for the fifth. Son.
I can see that.
Dive deeper.
Huh?
Dive deeper into Chris on a first date with a comic book.
First of all.
Paint this picture.
Wild scene number one.
My first date with my girlfriend, I was wearing a Superman ring. And then she thought it was the greatest thing ever, and she took it.
Yeah.
And she was wearing it and she thought it was cute. Did she really think? No. Was she using this to get like in my pants? Probably. She made the first move on that night, but yeah. Look where we are now. Comic books and the shit that I'm into has never stopped me from getting certain attention from women. They're really fucking basic. They don't ask for much. Yeah. They want a beard, they want tattoos, and they want someone that'll take them out.
Chris got all of that.
I
checklist.
Had all of those things. She saw
I got none of them things.
Yeah. All right, you want to dive deeper? Let's dive deeper.
That's what I was saying.
I don't got no beard.
What's going on with you, son?
I don't got no beard.
You're not taking them out.
You're not taking them out.
Like,
no tattoos that we know.
I got no tattoos at all. All
right, cool.
But that's like
they all got burned off.
They got burned off.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't...
But there is one person I'm taking out, though.
Hey, you better...
But I won't tell you.
Yeah, you better clean that shit up quick. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, she does listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, then you heard
so
what
if you're listening, baby.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for about last week.
Hey. What?
That was Lewis. That was definitely Lewis.
That was not me.
Yeah, I'm apologizing for what I said last week.
I don't even want to know what you said last week.
Don't say it again. Whatever you said, don't say it.
I wasn't here.
Yeah. But, yeah, the whole like thing of that is that women don't ask for much, not how to be treated. Yes, they don't ask much of this. They want the basic things, respect and stuff like that. But when choosing to go on a date, because no one is telling you or forcing you to go on dates with these men, but when you do it, you're really mesmerized by base level shit that everyone has.
Yeah.
Before you say yes to the date, you should not just go for the base level and see how it goes. You should be looking deeper. Mm-hmm. And after the third time, fourth time of seeing the same things over and over, more red flags should be bookmarked in your brain where the next motherfucker that comes along, those flags should be popping up earlier, and you should be able to go, hey, this is going to be the same thing from last time. That is my problem.
Know your preference.
You know what you want. Exactly. You know what they're giving you. If you just want to go out for free food and just to like fill up a boring Friday night, do it. But don't come back and blame the nigga for ain't being shit when you went out for an ain't shit reason. Nigga.
Don't blame the nigga for ain't being shit.
He said all this laying down too, ladies.
He did.
He said all this
laying down like a bad bitch.
Wiggling his foot like while doing it like a bad bitch right
here. There was a whole
bunch
of pointing that was unnecessary.
Look at Chris. Look at him. Pen in his hand. Essential water in the other.
Nigga, homebody on his head.
Koofy on his head. Homebody Koofy.
Homebody Koofy.
But I found Drake's post. It was a story. He said, I had a crazy few days where I feel like I can't win. Then I just opened a cherry Jolly Rancher and it dropped on the floor of the car. Then I looked in the pack.
Best flavor Jolly Rancher, nigga.
And I realized that was the last cherry one. And it was just a down moment that summed up a series of tough moments. And I felt like, okay, I get this. This is my L's. I got to take in the sequence. And then I turned on my iPhone light on and then realized a watermelon was a cherry. So I got one. Blessings to all y'all. It's always good there. You just got to find it.
First of all, cherry is the best flavor of Charlie Rancher. Number two, I feel you, Drake.
I haven't. Bull piece.
Listen, all right, so that's happening. Like, that's interesting.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know the caption you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
In the whole.
Don't die.
I just think I got the Rona.
We all did, man.
Yeah, somebody need to give Drake a fucking hug because I don't.
They trust me, he's getting hugs right now in Calabasas.
Hugging someone's ball piece is different than like, hey, man, I'm here for you. Other outside of your beard and earrings and music
and safe with like $1 million in it, also.
Yeah, that's
according
like,
to the video.
I don't know, man.
Imagine telling a girl to, at 2:30 in the morning to meet you by the bean. Wow, that's fly right there.
That is.
Drake low-key spreads toxicity kind of like how Corona spreads through, like, the nigga. Like, think about it. If you really fucking think about it, the nigga goes after trauma-infused individuals.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a very good way to put it. Look at you.
Who may not have dealt with their past.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Delve deeper, Chris.
He is she said. Someone who exhibits certain trauma, yet will diagnose.
That's a three-syllable word, nigga.
He would try to diagnose.
We had to teeter that one.
Wow. This guy had his ginkgo biloba this morning.
And try to medicate these individuals.
Uh-huh.
Self-medicate.
He's self-medicating the women as well as himself.
Oh, hold on, wait. Let's clean that up.
No, not with actual medicinal purposes, but with false parallels of affection.
Okay. There we go.
That's right. Oh, this nigga's thinking.
Go ahead, Dr. Fu.
I'm not.
Yo, Dr. Fu had an Aristotle look on his face over there just now.
And it just, I think.
Wow.
You look like you was about to say something crazy just now.
You got a hypothesis.
Yeah. I think all of that stuff, it just leads to a deeper, darker, fucked up individual when you come across them.
Or like, maybe not.
The consumer, like, for you to be able to change the standard and basic needs of dating with, like, through a song without changing your personal standards is dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, because the music sounds so good, but when you really, because this is what happens. The music sound good.
Yeah.
So you fucking dance and you vibing. And then if you just read the captions that these girls are putting, you can tell their whole life story. And guys, too. 1,000% guys too.
Yeah.
But
Drake is Arjuna.
Yes, he is.
Now you potted.
Yeah.
I'm out here.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, man. It's like, obviously, this, I'm not saying we have to stop Drake. Nah, nigga.
Hell no, keep going.
Nigga, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Because this shit is mad fun watching everyone burn and fail.
Like, I love it.
Act like I don't want to meet somebody at 2:30 at the Bean.
I don't even know what that means.
Google it.
I'm like, this nigga don't wake up until 3 in the afternoon talking about 2:30. You know you sleep.
Yeah, but I didn't go to sleep until.
Ah.
All right. Hey, man.
You know Luke gets good sleep when you look at his beard.
How did I sleep last night?
You slept decently last night.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, well, I did. Look at you.
No, I told you. I could tell by your beard.
All he said was your beard is half flat.
Yeah.
You need to.
I feel him for that.
You need to.
But there's other days he comes in, that shit is shimmering.
That's a
one time I looked at my I looked at my reflection in that shit.
In the beard?
In the beard.
I hate each and every one of you separately and equally at the same time.
No, you don't.
I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Speaking of the dating scene, that shit is low-key shifting in the weirdest of ways to TikTok. You know how niggas, son, I don't know. But we're seeing it right now where my girl, she's on TikTok. Her younger sister,
who's signing up.
19 on TikTok.
No, I'm not.
Yo, what? Change TikTok, how you spell that? Space in the middle?
You got TikToks at home.
I hate all of y'all.
I got TikToks at home.
That second one Chris said like a few minutes ago. Nah,
see, you put your phone out at that moment. You did that to you.
But she got, she joined TikTok. Her sister's 19, joined on TikTok. So that generation is really popping on TikTok. Yeah. Twitter niggas are seeing the stuff that people are seeing on TikTok
on the timeline
days ago. Like, it's making it to Twitter late now. You know how Twitter was reign supreme?
Yeah.
Now Twitter's taking their content, their meme content, from TikTok. So all the young fuckity fucks who are all outside of our, like, range of I don't even, like, care are on that. But now the shit is starting to spill over onto Twitter. And while talking to some of my Twitter nigga friends, they saying that all the new wave of hoes is shifting towards TikTok. And then I had to tell them, I was like, hey, my sister's, girlfriend's little sister's on TikTok. Watch your mouth. But I don't know.
Like, oh, you know?
Yeah. Duff that little nigga out. But yeah, it's interesting. So now I went to TikTok. I went to like her sister's TikTok just to see like what kind of shit she posts. And the shit is low-key funny. She's killing it. She's a pretty funny person. So they have this thing called TikTok roulette where they take,
the last roulette I knew was chat roulette, and that was dangerous. That was dangerous.
So TikTok
big
roulette.
Nasty going on there.
There's an E-40 song that goes.
Oh, E-40 in this?
What is it?
Ooh.
It's the law? It's like a newer E-40
Never
track.
Again. Never again.
Where he goes, the song goes, yup.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
from
like 2 years ago.
Yeah. But it's like the more recent E-40. Yeah. So they take that song and they go on Tinder and they swipe accordingly, like randomly. And I'm like, that shit is kind of dangerous, but kind of fucking fire for content.
Wait,
at the same time.
They go from TikTok to Tinder with the same video?
No. The song would play. That song, would play on TikTok as they're swiping on Tinder. So someone has like the phone.
So you don't
recording.
Know what you're saying yeah to.
Completely random. Whatever the song tells you to do, you do it. And I'm like, yo, these kids was wilding out here.
Wilding.
Yeah. So I thought that shit was interesting. And I was like, that's just further fucking up the dating industry. Because I know, like, you're doing it for the video, but you know there's a good amount of people that will talk to those matches. The people that they match with, even if it's randomly, they would talk to them. And I'm like, you niggas. It just goes back to just people on the fucking internet just doing anything and using internet rules and internet games to fucking push their relationships, their real life relationships forward. And it's just fucking, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And I want it to stop, but I don't because I want to keep making fun of it. That's my whole thing. Another thing
that's weird.
Yeah.
Show you TikTok.
See, we should have never introduced a nigga to TikTok.
Nah.
If I see you doing the floss on TikTok.
I might do the floss on TikTok.
James is actually on TikTok. He's on my TikTok. You were on my first video on TikTok.
You're on TikTok, Lewis?
Yeah.
Nigga, you're about 48. If you get your fucking ass.
Wait, you have a TikTok, Lewis? Yeah. Oh, I was on your TikTok video?
Yeah, when we were talking about the Popeye sandwich.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, that was TikTok?
Yeah. I got a TikTok, too. But I don't post anything. I just use it to follow funny people.
I posted like 3 videos and stopped. I just
haven't. I want to see Marcel do the
floss. I
want to
make sure nobody had Lewis
the
designer.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Or the shoot.
That's a good thing. But I'm on TikTok because it used to be Musical.ly.
Yeah.
So it just transferred over one night, and now all of a sudden you have a TikTok account. And I was like, all right, cool. But I'm not active on it. I don't really go.
We should all make a TikTok video.
No.
Where we're doing the Renegade.
I see, that's too much.
The Renegade.
Yeah, you're going to punch me in the mouth.
like the Eminem version?
The last shit I did was.
That's why James wants to do it.
I think it started doing the Macarena transition to a Harlem Shake.
My bad.
Oh. My legs.
I'm not flipping the switch with anybody here.
I just flipped the switch.
Nope.
Oh. You're not flipping the switch with your daughter?
Nope.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You don't love his kid. You heard it here first.
Yo, yeah. Can any of these
niggas said yeah?
She know the rules.
That's why I feed her those tacos.
Random question.
Yo, fam.
Does any of your daughter's shirts fit over your head?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
That's why it'd be funny.
He'd rip it.
I can see Lou flipping the switch.
You can see
Lou flip the switch, man.
Try to put the shirt.
That flip the switch challenge is worse than saying Candyman. Like some of them shit is.
Some of them was bad.
Yeah.
Earlier off mic, you was talking about that Bud Light seltzer shit.
Yeah.
Applebee's got it for $3. So the other day I was there.
You tried it.
I tried it. And I was like, yo, I wanted to try it because I wanted to compare it to like the White Claws and Truly's and shit like that. Because I am a Truly connoisseur.
You are.
Indeed.
True so I was demon. Like, they had two flavors. They had the black cherry and they had the strawberry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Let me try the black cherry because then I could directly compare it to the black cherry White Claw and the black cherry Truly. So the shit made
sense. Look at you.
So I got the shit, $3. And it honestly tastes like someone had a glass.
Mm-hmm.
They drank a Bud Light.
Spit it out?
And then got a White Claw and just poured it in the same cup. And drink that too.
Like,
it's like Bud Light residue, but it's mostly a White Claw.
This thing is a seltzer aficionado over here.
Also, you can't really like how much can you change the flavor of seltzer?
I don't know.
Somebody in the lab right now trying to take you up on that.
Okay.
This shit sound like it shouldn't be a thing, but it's a thing. And it's not bad because I too have had the last clean glass and drank orange juice and then later on came back and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have some fruit punch. And use the same fucking glass. But that Bud Light and White Claw, like, I don't know if I would consistently drink it. Like, if that's all y'all got and I don't want to drink soda, all right.
I'm good.
I'll take a water.
Yeah.
I'll take a Bugatti.
They don't serve Bugatti at Applebee's.
I got to talk to them.
Like, I'll take, like, regular beer. Like, just give me one of those.
You want the hybrid shit?
None of that. Don't give me the beer mixed with... Nah, nigga.
Nah, give him the Budweiser, nigga.
The last thing I want to talk about is Apple. Apple in their new iOS... wanted to add an unsend feature.
On the messages, right?
On the message... On iMessages.
That's dangerous.
Don't do it.
Yeah, it's only on iMessages.
But will it tell you like Instagram does now?
Toxic behavior is going to shoot up.
That's the thing. Now it's going to tell you.
What's the point of telling you, though?
Telling you what?
That's my unscented.
So you know they're
to make it hot. Yeah, to say, be like, yo.
It's kind of whack.
To be like, yo, this nigga pussy.
Like, it's kind of whack. It's like, they're not going to, but they're not going
to
tell you.
Oh, it's also whack to unsend.
No, it's whack to unsend, but like now that you let them know, they're not going to tell you what they said.
No, because then you know they're pussy.
Yeah, but like, what difference does it make?
Like, either way, I'm in trouble. I'm either in trouble for taking it back or I'm in trouble for saying what I said that made me want to take it back.
If they're going to do it all the way, they got to do it where you can unsend it, but it'll let them know what you said.
There's no point of the unsending.
But it'll be like a notification. It won't be the actual message.
Yeah. It'll just be like, hey.
No, the notification will still be there as long as you don't open it. Oh. Like, it'll show like the notification then above it, but like, oh, unsend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to like take away the notification.
Yeah, it's not like when you're in like your text message and you could delete certain messages. Yeah. It's not like that, which I never understood because it doesn't delete it from the other side.
Yeah.
It just deletes it off
from
your phone.
Yours, yeah.
And then it's like, what's the fucking point?
It's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't understand that feature.
Yeah,
just delete
like,
the whole conversation.
Yeah, I was like, oh, if you hide in some shit, just delete the whole conversation.
I guess for screenshot purposes, we want to be like, flaky with the screenshots.
Again, just delete the whole shit.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're confronted with who's this bitch or who's that nigga kind of stuff, it's like, yo, dog, no matter what you do on your end in your phone, you're still in trouble.
It's, yeah.
Like, all that, nah, it's not on my phone. How is it on my phone? That shit don't work no more. So, like, you're still in trouble for something. Even you're in trouble even for the accusation sometimes. Yeah. So it's like, what's the fuck?
That's how that
fault?
Works.
Yeah, thanks, Drake. I don't know how it's his fault, but I feel like it's his fault. I can make a case where it's his fault.
Just blame everything on him and Janae. That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Nah, don't blame it on them, man. They're good peoples.
No, they're not.
You don't know neither one of them.
Dog, have you?
I might.
You listen to the music.
I might. Do you?
I just might. They're just, neither confirm nor deny.
They're just melodic, toxic people. That's it. Like, I keep loving the music, but I probably wouldn't want to be her friend. Her lover. Like, because you treat your friends different than your lovers. So
that's not what Big Sean says. Hey.
That's different. Now you're just now you're on both sides of the Venn diagram. No, I don't know.
There ain't even no complaints about her.
What?
Mm. What? Yeah.
And that's been episode 88 of the Honorable Mention Podcast. As always, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Because I don't know where he was going with that, and I got scared.
Nah, don't be scared, nigga.
Don't be scared now.
Don't squint at that nigga and tell him not to be scared in that tone of voice.
Yeah,
like, he should definitely be scared. Like,
run, Chris.
Y'all heard Fleece got out, right? Or is getting out.
Fleece been out. I thought he was out for like 3 years. Hasn't he been
I just
out?
Heard on another podcast that he's getting out.
Oh, he was probably in a halfway house then.
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't want Fleece in a halfway house.
Because that nigga been locked up. He was locked up since like the 70s, I heard.
Oh, so you're saying he's slower.
No, I'm saying he's very dangerous.
I might be more afraid of Fleece than I am the Candyman.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Never say Fleece 3 times in front of the mirror.
Oh, ain't no mirrors there.
Oh, you hear his
Or baby.
He just flipped the switch.
I like it.
I like it. I like it. I
woke up to him. I tell him I like it. I want you. We can do this the easy. He said, I like what he said. I like that little thing these young boys do with their pants where they sag it. That's supposed to be some kind of gangster style. He said, I like it. I grab their butt.
These are 300-pound men he's talking about, too.
Yeah. This nigga's a fucking rapist.
Oh my god!
He's not a huge dude. He's like average sized dude. He's dangerous, man. Yeah.
So was Omar on The Wire. Everybody was afraid of that nigga.
Shout out Fleece Johnson, man.
Omar had guns.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Shout out Fleece Johnson, man. Keep him away from New York.
It makes up the size difference.
I was
Chris.
Like, I was like, Fleece Johnson got dick
for decades.
Fleece.
He puts the AIDS
what
in decades.
Was it, 88?
Stop.
This has been episode 88.
Stop, what?
My birth year.
I'm your host, Marcel.
You born 88?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, Louis the Designer 88.
What was that? Who are you following?
Where can they follow you, Chris?
That's not me, son.
I forgot we have Would You Rather. I just wanted to do one.
I would rather end it.
This nigga said Louis the Designer 88.
I've seen that before.
That's not what the email is?
No. Who are you niggas emailing?
Oh, no.
I've been talking to the wrong nigga via email, then.
What am I fucking
I've been talking to Louise.
Louise
the Designer. Somebody Louise. Get Thelma on the horn, please.
Shout out to the
nigga, that's you.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Thelma.
You are Thelma.
I am Thelma.
Yo, shout out to the live. What is it? Live from the Basement?
Live from the Basement.
The Live from the Basement podcast. They gave Louis a shout out, but called him Louise.
Louise the Designer.
When nigga says and spells his name every week.
Louise the Designer.
That's right.
Wow.
Nigga purposely chose to disrespect you, and I love it.
That's crazy.
Keep up the good work, guys.
That's right.
None but love for that podcast.
Chris loved that.
I really did.
I did too. Yo, I was like, crying.
Because it was like, all right, that makes sense. Like, that is a pronunciation of, like, that spelling. We've seen it. But the fact that Louis says his name and we say his name.
A million times, too.
He was like.
Nah,
fuck you.
Nah, fuck
Louise.
Fuck it.
Nigga.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Live.
Hey, when you come to New York, I want to speak to him on the podcast.
That's a fact.
Because I feel like he'll be on my side for a lot of things, too.
I feel so, too.
Yeah. Open invitation. Unless you're a murderer, then.
I mean, hey, murderers need love, too.
Because you're still a stranger.
James.
Was that come on a week while I'm not here? Like, if you murdering niggas.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man.
Yeah. If you come to New York and you're feeling kind of murdery, maybe Skype in or something.
What color would murdery be?
About a burgundy?
About a burgundy?
You would,
oh, no.
You would
stale.
Put it, you would put it in the colors. Brown family, huh? That got dark. That got super dark.
Wow.
I was gonna...
Wow. Yeah. Even saying that got super dark was like, ooh. You took it to another
level. Oh, wow. Damn. I'm the problem.
You are.
Crazy.
Oh, shit. We should
Little
end
did
this.
You know.
Black Mirror.
You should have been looking in that black.
Damn.
And
son.
Then he did it again.
Come on, man.
Oh,
black
shit.
Mirror.
It's only getting worse from here.
Wow. Oh, nigga view. That's no connection to nothing.
He just wanted to throw one out there. Nigga view. Who's the host of Nigga View?
Him.
Steve Harvey.
Michael Blackson.
I am Michael.
Somehow 50 Cent directed this.
Nigga view.
Motherfuckers.
You motherfucker.
All right. Mike Tyson's the first guest.
No,
nope. I will beat the shit out of you.
Would you rather? Would you rather what, Chris?
I was scared of myself.
Yo, would you? Rather?
That's Marcel for the record, ladies and gents.
Yo, I don't want no smoke.
Mike, if you're listening,
damn. I do want smoke with RZA though.
No,
I don't think you want that smoke either.
Nigga, I show him Cutthroat City.
No, you don't. Oh my God.
Yo, by the way, we're all watching that movie.
No,
we're
not.
Watching that shit together.
No, we're not.
I'm with it.
I'm gonna have jokes for days.
I'm with it.
We out there.
I'm with it. We out.
My phone's on Do Not Disturb from now.
DND?
I wanna hear his promo run.
DNC.
Cutthroat City. Cutthroat City.
Would you rather what, Chris?
Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or the RZA?
Oh, the RZA.
I'm staying home.
Yeah, I'm definitely fighting the RZA over Mike
Chris,
Tyson.
Because he's scared of both of them.
On a fair fight?
No.
Yeah,
I'll fight
the RZA. What's fair for the RZA though? His rules for fair are different.
His fair for thing is like, oh, I'm only gonna bring 4 clan members. Like I'm not doing it.
All you really need is Meth, Raekwon.
That's
Ghost.
Also a fair fight for cops too.
See,
wow,
it keeps getting dark. All right, so would you rather?
Uh-huh. See, that's because of you, because you took so long to ask us the would you rather.
I tried, but y'all kept bringing up
nigga
RZA shit. Would you rather live in the house of your dreams but have no internet access or live in your current living situation for the rest of your life?
Dream house with no internet.
Can I use the internet elsewhere?
Yeah, sure.
Dream house. Like, let's say I have a home theater. I can't use Netflix?
No internet.
Now you don't have internet.
You got to watch it on your phone, but only use data.
You could go to the library, use their Wi-Fi to download shit to a tablet.
I could just buy Blu-rays.
Come home. I mean, you're doing...
They're going to stop making Blu-rays
after
a while.
They make Blu-rays and Netflix shows? Okay, then.
Yeah,
so,
some of them, yeah.
Some of them they do.
All right. Good luck with your limited television viewing. I'm going to just download the shit at the library and watch it from the comfort of my home.
Yeah, that shit come out like 4 years later, yo.
Nigga looking at me like I'm goofy. He don't know what's happening on the new season of the show he like.
Wow.
I'm going to spoil everything for you. Good luck, buddy.
Spoil everything for
all
Lou.
All I need is like the box out of the office. I'm good.
Okay.
Are you just going to watch that in the house of your dreams?
Hell yeah. Comfortably, too.
Comfortably.
I mean,
if ball really peace like out and everything.
Office, that's not bad.
Can't watch no porn.
Yes, you can. They sell all that shit.
My dad got the box
DVD on DVD. Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I found my dad's stash.
They do make Blu-rays of that as soon as it comes out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is porn like one of the last things that's still getting printed on discs?
They still have physical media for that, and I don't understand why.
We got a lot of creeps in this
world.
Yeah,
that's crazy because like the niggas that used to sell it on like the little carpets and shit like that, they gone.
Hey, I remember I bought
Aladdin?
It's like a booty talk or some shit from the nigga that's, you know, the nigga that sold mixtapes also had that shit in like a little bag in the back.
Yeah.
My nigga was cross-eyed and he wouldn't pay attention because, you know, I'm not a troublemaker. I would just steal the shit because you're not looking.
Yeah. Or was he?
I mean,
he was just looking. he was looking the other way.
He didn't want no smoke with me.
Okay.
He was like, I seen the shit this nigga buy. He's scary.
Like, this nigga seen Fool's Afro and was like, nah, I don't want no problem.
He was like, this nigga bought Choke Him Out 6. I'm good.
Choke Him Out 6.
He says, you want me to make 7? That's what he said.
All right. We could be done here. Forever, actually.
We should have ended like, this podcast. Is,
like episode 88, that's it. We're never coming back again.
It's been fun.
I'm just pod call blurred. That's the only place where you can find
PCB.
Me.
You down with PCB?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with HMP?
All right, you know what? That shit might have to end too, now that I think about it. Just like, no more microphones ever. Again, burn all microphones, 2020.
Definitely stop recording our conversations for sure.
couple of them.
The Fed's already doing that. They're already way ahead of us.
Episode 88. As catch always, me
from here on out on Uncensored Thoughts with A&M.
A-S-N-M.
Wow, that sounds...
All we need is a nigga with a... Hey, change your name to Richard.
Yeah,
we're going to be ASMR. Let's go.
Wow. Yo, any Richards out there, Sophia. Send in your resume.
Sophia. I got an idea.
They need some dicks.
Whoa. All
right, I'm out.
Technically, he's not wrong.
I'm really not saying anything.
He's not wrong. All
right. Drum Fool, Instagram, Twitter. DuckJordan _ Instagram, Twitter. HomebodyMerch.com.
Louis the designer.
PodCallBlurred@gmail.com. Louis the designer. James, goodbye. Fuck.